Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I watched this show every afternoon on PBS.
I don't want to brag, but I have met LeVar Burton.
Did you meet him in his Reading Rainbow days or his Star Trek days?
Post-Star Trek days. Wow. So this is probably about,
I love LeVar Burton, about
10 years ago.
You know, back in the 80s and 90s, girls used to wear headbands a lot. It's probably coming back now, but I would put the headband, I'd put it down
around
over
your
my
eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretend that I was his character in Star Trek.
What was his name? Geordi? Does that sound right? There was somebody named Data. Was it Geordi? Yeah, I knew it. Thanks, Frank. Frank Ladd. Frank Ladd with the assist. He loved Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Wow.
Yeah, he did.
Well, at any rate, I love that show. Also, did you ever... I was a little old for this, but I had little brother and sister. So PBS was on in the afternoon. Love PBS. And we would watch Wishbone, about the dog that would act out classic novels like Pride and Prejudice, which I saw last night, or Sherlock Holmes. And so, and the dog would always like get into trouble or solve mysteries. He was
Amy,
a Jack Russell Terrier.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you're too old. It would be weird because you'd be like 20 probably watching
Wishbone.
It's about a Jack Russell
I'm really
Terrier.
Thinking about getting into SpongeBob.
Well, that's kind of adulty.
I never watched it,
yeah.
And everybody talks about how great it is, so I feel like I missed the boat and need to get on it.
So I want to get this story over with because it hurts. No, because it hurts my heart. It poked my heart.
Okay.
It hurts my heart. It makes me so sad. I could cry. It makes me want to run away. So reading for fun in the U.S. has fallen by 40%. A new study says over the last 20 years, the number of Americans who read daily for pleasure has seen a massive decline, especially in the past few years. Even worse, reading to kids at an all-time low. You know why? Gen Z parents, didn't realize they were parents already, Gen Z parents say, quote, it's not fun. So not only do the current generations, I'm assuming millennials are part of that.
They would have to be.
We're subject to the enchantments, the enticements, and the drug that is social media. And then Gen Z as well. Gen Alpha, who knows if they even know how to read. They can just say, hey, ChatGPT, read this book for me. But Gen Z parents are not reading to their kids. The number of parents reading is at an all-time low, with fewer than half. So only about 40% of parents of kids 4 years old and younger are read to frequently. In 2012, that number was 64%. Again, what's happened since 2012? Well, we know there have been other things to take our time and attention. But Gen Z, which is those born between 1997 and 2012, are significantly more likely than millennials or Gen X to view reading as just a subject to learn rather than an activity that you would ever do for fun or ever do for pleasure or ever do as an enriching activity. So again, Gen Z sees reading as a subject. Why would I read? That's like algebra to them.
You know what's interesting about this is with social media, I see a lot of people post about the books they're reading. So that's not data. That doesn't give you an indication of how many people are reading, how many people are interested in it. But I do find it fascinating that I see a lot of posts about, you know, people taking a photo of the cover of the book they're reading or the book they're reading and they got coffee next to them. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I'm doing right now. Unless they are just pretending.
Well,
I don't know. It seems like there is interest in it. At least on that superficial level.
Yeah, and I'm probably friends with more millennials and Gen Xers. I mean, actual friends. I have a lot of Gen Z I call them kids, but I guess they're parents. But I have a lot of Gen Z kids that I know just from growing up, being involved, tutoring in the homeschool community, my friends and their kids. So I'm around a lot of Gen Zers, but I would say my peers, I see the book posts with millennials more than Gen Z. And I also wonder, well, are they, like, of course my dad would never post what book he's reading because everyone would say, who cares, everybody reads. Is posting a book kind of a flex? Look, I'm doing something smart and unusual.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm reading.
So maybe that's it.
Because it is a
maybe
personality.
It could be because maybe it's a thing where you post because you want people to know
Tumble
you
Tumble bragging. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, look what I'm doing.
And I'm
better than you.
Yes. I mean, I kind of
because this
is
how you are. You're always like, I read this book. You know, just a brag.
I don't post on social media. I just talk about it on KMOX. I say it on 50,000 Red Hot Rods.
Oh, yeah, this is totally different than...
Yeah, but my caveat is, and I don't have any friends. It's so funny because, again, in Pride and Prejudice, one of the daughters, Mary, reads books and is a total prude and has no friends. And I'm like, whoa. Just calm down. It's not me. I'm not Mary, okay? At any rate, I took it personally. It's weird. Have you ever seen a character in a play and just you took it really personally? But
like they were talking directly at you?
Well, like, here, let's make a hilarious character based on Amy. Everyone will laugh at this person. She was a total loser.
What a dork.
What a dork. Mr. Darcy, not in love with Mary. At any rate, it does make me sad, so... Obviously, with homeschooling, like, read a lot. Like, I read a lot. I'm not joking. I bet I read 6 to 8 hours a day. When I was 10, 11, I loved Nancy Drew. Mm-hmm. And back in those days, you went to the library. And I would go to the library. And I remember when the internet was invented, then you could go online on this very rudimentary website and check out the books so that they were ready for you to go pick up. And I read through all of the Nancy Drew books. But then when I helped homeschool other kids, a big part of it was just reading out loud. Because even if you're reading a sixth grade level book and the little first and second graders are running around, they're absorbing it. I always say the youngest kids have all the advantages.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And I feel like that's yep, the youngest one has the advantages because they get to hear the discussions and the books and the storylines at a much younger age.
You know, this whole conversation, I can't help but think about people who are in my generation, too, who are Gen X, who have raised kids, who I have seen to shut their children up, throw an iPad at them and say, here, go, just do this. And I know that they let them look at the iPad late at night before they go to bed, too. Right. So maybe there wasn't a whole lot of reading. It was just like, I don't have to read. Mm-hmm. All I have to do is give my kid this thing that will entertain them and they're quiet. OK, great. This is fine.
And it doesn't.
So I think it starts there.
Yeah.
It starts there with my generation. And then it is going to continue probably to worsen. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a correction point at some point, isn't there?
I hope so, because Ivy League schools, there was a story in The Atlantic last year. It was the Ivy League students who have never read an entire book. They were never asked to read an entire book. Now, I read a ton of books, but of course you had classes where, for efficiency's sake, you read excerpts. But we also read full books. But there are the kids, either they're reading excerpts or they're using advanced, even if it's not AI, but advanced, you know, internet cheat sources to pretend like they've read the book. And kids are good at it. I mean, kids can make it sound like they've read a book when they haven't. And it's so sad to me. I mean, it was a couple of years ago, you know, I read the entire, like the Chronicles of Narnia and a couple of C.S. Lewis books in that series. The Lion, bragging? The Witch, and the Wardrobe. No, no.
You hear this lady bragging?
I read it out loud to an 11-year-old.
Oh.
And so, and we would talk about it, right? And they would say, what's that word? Why do you think that person felt that way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is...
There's a lot of value in that.
There's so much value, so yep. You can't say, well, what's the difference? What if they just watch a movie? Or what if they just watch the summary?
Yep.
There is a...
There's a little more critical thinking that goes on when you have to go through that.
And emotional immersion.
Of course. So this is... we're interested to know about you and what you have done and what you do in regard to this. Do you read to your kids or did you? And I imagine that we're going to get a lot of people who are in the older... age brackets who say, well, I totally read to my kids. But if you're younger, I mean, if you were, you know, 30, 35, in your 40s, what did you do or do with your kids? Let us know. Text us at 314-436-7900. You can leave voice messages on the Odyssey app as well.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.